Joining us from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is NPR's Adam Hochberg. Adam, how's the weather in Myrtle Beach?
Well, the weather here has gotten quite treacherous. The winds that had been blowing strongly all day have turned ferocious in the last hour or so. Trees are beginning to bend to their side. I'm seeing lots of power lines and other utility lines down. And the parking lot where I'm standing, there's a U-Haul trailer that had been attached to a pickup truck, and it has broken free of the pickup, and I'm watching it move farther and farther down the asphalt with every big gust of wind. And as bad as things are here in Myrtle Beach, they are worse about an hour to the north, just over the North Carolina border. That's where the eye of Hurricane Fran is expected to make landfall, near the town of Southport, North Carolina. We have already received reports from there of winds gusting as high as 120 miles per hour.
Now, as we just heard from Richard Harris, there were orders to evacuate coastal areas. Is Myrtle Beach empty now, deserted?
Myrtle Beach is pretty much a ghost town, and it has been since the morning. An evacuation order went out here yesterday afternoon, and the barrier islands of North Carolina have also been evacuated. And for the most part, people heeded those evacuation orders. We have scattered reports of people who decided to stay home, stay with their property. But for the most part, people have gone inland, and in fact, so many people have sought shelter that several of the Red Cross shelters on the North Carolina side of the border are at their capacity and cannot accept any more visitors tonight.
Now, we hear that the National Guard is out. What are they doing?
The National Guard's been called in to assist local law enforcement with a variety of responsibilities. Before the hurricane came in, they were helping to enforce the evacuation order, helping to move people off the streets, helping to enforce the curfew that's been in effect here in Myrtle Beach since 1 o'clock this afternoon. Once the storm passes, they will be used to help secure damaged areas and also to help prevent looting in any areas that are damaged.
When we hear about Fran coming ashore, and obviously now it appears it'll be the eye will be over North Carolina more so than South Carolina, but where you are, this surely must invoke memories of Hurricane Hugo back in 1989.
Absolutely. That storm came in near Charleston, South Carolina, south of where I am. But all throughout South Carolina, people are very aware of the dangers of these storms because of the extensive damage that Hugo did. And up on the North Carolina side of the line, you'll find some old-timers who will talk about Hurricane Hazel in the 1950s, which came into the Wilmington area, not far from where Hurricane Fran is coming in. So people who've been around that long also have reason to remember the danger that hurricanes like this can bring.
Well, Adam, thank you very much, and take care down there.
Okay, we'll try.
That's NPR's Adam Hochberg, who's speaking to us from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.